Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Now, welcome on board WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. We got two new guests to talk about something big that's happening. Joe Fisher is here. Happens to be a Northumberland resident. He has been around the world in the U.S. military. In two sentences, what did you do in the U.S. military for all those years?
Well, Mark, I've got 28 years in the U.S. military. I served as a company commander in Germany. I was a special forces officer at Fort Bragg back in the 70s. I went to Iraq after I had really officially retired from the U.S. military in 2005. I received an 8.5 by 11 envelope saying, welcome back, sort of, you know, the surprise of my Christmas in 2004. So I went back to Iraq. I went to Iraq and worked as an historian for the Special Operations Command.
Oh, yeah, and you are an actual historian. We talk about, we sometimes call people historians, and then we get corrected and say, well, they're certainly smart and knowledgeable, but they're history buffs. But you're the real deal, okay? You're beyond, you took history buff like about 20 times over.
I have a doctorate in history from Penn State University. My specialty is the American Revolution and, to a lesser extent, U.S. military history.
All right, well, please come back. I got a lot of George Washington questions now that I'm starting to watch the TV show. This is, how real is this? Is going to be the first one. And Jordi Comas is back. Of course, we know him as a good Democratic activist and organizer and council member in Lewisburg and really a podcaster, just one of the voices of common sense in and around Lewisburg. So we always appreciate our opportunities to talk to him. So welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Do appreciate that. Vote Common Good National Bus Tour coming to Round Table today in Bloomsburg. So, Joe, tell us about this.
Yeah, the Vote Common Good bus tour is a 50-state bus tour designed to engage progressive Christians and others, so I would argue not just solely progressive Christians, in a dialogue over whether or not the Trump administration's policies and statements are in sync with, shall we say, the Word of God.
All right. And in what way would you question what President Trump is doing versus Christian values?
That's not a difficult question. If you take a look at some of the statements that come out of the Trump administration, even if you're in line with their policy, I think any reading of Scripture tosses some of this stuff into question. Let me give you a for instance, if I could. The Trump administration has made a point of addressing the issue of immigration with words like, well, let's see, referring to Mexican immigrants, they're murderers, rapists, and drug dealers, when in reality most of the people at the southern border are families. A disproportionate number of the women are women. Mostly they're fleeing oppression in their home countries, usually in the triangle of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. They are the least likely people to be a threat to this country, and yet we tag them as if they are a threat to this country. This administration has put 5,400, at the last count that I have, 5,400 kids in cages and separating them from their parents. And I would ask you, as a Christian, you know, can you make that somehow work with the Word of God? Whenever in Matthew 22, Jesus is asked what the greatest commandment is, and he says to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy soul and all thy mind. And the second is to love thy neighbor as thyself. There's no asterisk to neighbor. It is, in fact, everyone. A second example, I would argue, is, in fact, looking at environmental policy. Recently, we saw the Trump administration undercut protection for wetlands. I would argue from the book of Genesis that it's very clear that what God intends us to be is the caretakers of the garden. We are at a point where I think I read this week CO2 levels are at 415 parts per million. At the turn of the 20th to the 21st century, they were around 370 parts per million. At the turn of the Industrial Revolution, 270 parts per million. The climate science is pretty clear. I mean, well over 95% of climate scientists agree that the world is, in fact, heating up, that it's heating up because of the processes of man, and we seem to be actively involved in destroying the garden. And somehow we make that okay, I guess. I don't understand how a Christian does that.
Jordy.
I just wanted to, you know, add also, I think if you look at the one of probably some could say the most important part of the gospel is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And at some level, I think when we talk about being a nation of laws, you know, that idea is embedded into it. The philosopher Kant was famous for trying to bring together enlightenment and reason with Christian theology. And the relationship between that and Trump, I think, is if you look at how he's the choices he's made, especially around the Department of Justice, you know, he's trying to remake it into an enforcement arm of his policies and to enforce a cult of personality around him. The vindictiveness, for example, of firing not just Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, but his twin brother. And all of that, you know, to me goes against the idea of doing unto others as you'd have them do unto you, which we then enshrine in our secular laws as laws that we think should apply to everybody. And say what you want about Clinton, you know, I think he made terrible mistakes, but, you know, he participated in his impeachment trial. He didn't try and obstruct. You know, I think that that's what's been missing for a lot of people from when they say that President Trump doesn't seem presidential. He doesn't seem to really believe in his bones that we are a nation of laws.
Right. So this idea of Christian values and the presidency is going to be brought up and talked about at this event today at the Phillips Emporium. What else do you want to tell us, Joe?
Yeah, coming back to your original question, I think the question for us as Christians is, what do we do in the face of what we perceive as Trump's failure to follow the Word of God? And I'll come back to a quote that is normally attributed to Dietrich Bonhoeffer, but may, as we know now, may not actually be his. Nonetheless, let's say the truth of it remains. Silence in the face of injustice is in itself injustice. God will not hold us guiltless. To not speak is to speak. To not act is to act. You know, I think God calls on us to sit back and to be stewards of His Word. We are His hands and His feet. We are what makes that Word have life in the world.
But tons and tons of evangelicals and just good Republicans say, I'm a Christian. I see no dilemma with the president's actions, maybe some of his personal actions and tweets, but in terms of his decision making and what he does, I see no conflict there.
Well, we disagree. That'll be the easy one. And I guess I'm back to the idea of grace. Dietrich Bonhoeffer makes the point that there's such a thing, oftentimes the language of the modern church, unfortunately, as cheap grace. That, in fact, if we go to church and we kind of go through the realm of...
Sure, it's feel-good.
It's feel-good church, but... Real grace calls for us to sit back and walk the walk and talk the talk. And that means to love one another as thyself. And I don't know how, for coming back to immigration policy, I don't know how you can sit back and put kids in cages and make that the Word of God.
And, you know, with the immigration policy, it's also, I think sometimes the other side would say, well, you know, what are you saying? You know, we let these people in willy-nilly. He's like, no, of course not. There, you can have a compassionate system to process refugees. You know, they're doing it in Europe. They're doing it in other countries. We've done it here in our past. You know, I think the other thing about what you were saying, Mark, is if you go back even to 2016, you know, I'm saying this as somebody, as an observer of the broadly the evangelical movement in politics. It's not where I come from, but there were real questions about who to support in the Republican primary. I mean, Ted Cruz is much more of an actual evangelical than Donald Trump, who doesn't even seem to have read much of the Bible. I say that based on his mangling of, was it 2 Kings or 2 Kings? He didn't quite know how to say that. You know, people may be uncomfortable with this idea if this is where they're coming from, if they've been told that in their church that Trump is a good Christian or somebody to vote for. But there's a kind of cult of personality, I think it's fair to say, and certain leaders of the religious right rallied to Trump because they recognized somebody who could stoke fear and anger. You know, people like Ralph Reed, the 700 Club, they recognized in his approach how they use politics of fear and division to attract followers. And so it was sort of a similarity of style more than any agreement on substance.
Right. We're going to reiterate the key elements of our conversation today. That is that the Vote Common Good National Bus Tour is in town, literally the town in Pennsylvania, in Bloomsburg, this afternoon, 5 to 8 p.m. are the various things?
Well, the actual fellowship hour starts at 4 o'clock. 5 o'clock will be a meal, probably pizza, and at 6 o'clock begins the program. The program
is due. Do you think that'll be like pizza with anchovies, get a little bread and fish going on?
It might be. I think I'm ordering the pizza. I can probably make that happen. And then 6 o'clock to 7:30 is the program.
Who do you think would be ideal to come to this?
Well, even though this begins as a Christian movement, the truth of the matter is it is wider than that. I would argue for people who see themselves as spiritual, not just religious, this is, in fact, an opportunity to engage in discussion and perhaps be open to new ideas and to offer your own new ideas.
All right. And yeah, it's open to absolutely everyone is absolutely the broad everyone. Answer to the question. Phillips Emporium today starting at 4 p.m. with a discussion, 5 o'clock pizza, 6 o'clock discussion.
6 o'clock to 7:30 is the program. So
go to VoteCommonGood.com. They encourage you to vote for the common good rather than a specific political party in upcoming election opportunities. And VoteCommonGood.com has got lots more information. Joe Fisher of Northumberland, please come back and talk to us again. And Jordy Comas, I know that he'll say yes to my invitations.
He'll have to bar the door.
Because he's a perfect spokesman for the topics we bring up on our On the Marker show as well. Thank you both so much for coming in today.